Hare Krishna. Nice to see you again. So I see some BBT shirts, but I haven't been able to understand what's on. Can you stand up and turn around? Let me see what's on the back. Hang on. Stand up. Turn around. I took it seriously. Still now. Huh? The what? Life? The life and soul? I was selling personally books. Oh, this is quotes from Prabhupada. Ah, very nice. Uh-huh. December 31 December 76. Prabhupada was taking book distribution seriously. Ah, good. So, we should also, right? So we're supposed to speak today a little bit about book distribution for the, you call it book marathon now? We don't call it Christmas marathon anymore? Is that to be politically correct or what? I hope not. We don't say the word Christmas anymore or something like that. Anyway, this time of year, people are in a giving mood. And so this is how the Christmas marathon started. In the United States, I don't remember what year, quite early. We have a holiday called Thanksgiving, which is the last Thursday of the month. And the Friday after that, and Thanksgiving, all the stores are closed. And then on Friday, that weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they have a big sales. All the stores have sales because that's really when they make their money. The whole rest of the year, they lose money trying to keep the store open, pay the rent. So they call that Black Friday. It's the first time that the stores actually go from being in the red to making a profit. So Black Friday, everybody goes shopping, and so it's a big thing. So the devotees, many of the stores, that Friday night, they would stay out open till midnight. And so quite spontaneously, the way it happened was devotees were out distributing books, and the stores were staying open late, so the devotees, they figured, okay, we'll stay out late and continue to distribute books as long as there's people. Now, you have to realize that in the States, there's no pedestrians anywhere, except in New York City, perhaps a little bit in San Francisco, but other places, it's a car culture. And so the only place you can see people to distribute books is between the automobile and the stores. So that's where we used to go for distributing books, in the parking lots. And so that's where the devotees, they would stay. They would stay out in the parking lots. And so the stores were open late that night. And Rameshwar Prabhu, he would tell the story how he was leader of the BBT at that time. And he figured he'd stay out late. The stores were closing at midnight. So anyways, he stayed out till, I think, 11:30, something like that, when he came back to the temple. And then he came back. The devotees, they would first go to the treasury and turn in their Lakshmi. And then, so he came back and he saw that there's no devotees there. And generally, they would all gather after they'd come back from book distribution. They'd gather together and have some hot milk and talk about their activities of the day. And so Rameshwar came back at 11:30. Nobody was there. And so he told the treasurer, he said, I guess they've all gone back to bed. Huh? He said, no, you're the first one back. Everybody's there, still out. So this is the way it began, quite spontaneously by the devotees, being inspired by Supersoul to stay out. And we figured, well, if the stores can do marathon at Christmas time, well, we can do a marathon too. because all the stores were open all these extended hours from 9 in the morning till 10, 11, 12 at night. So this is the way it started. And it became the marathon because it was only that time of year that the stores were open such hours. So that's how it began. And, of course, at that time also, Prabhupada was beginning his big temple projects in India, in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, Juhu Beach. And so there was a competition. Even when I came, it started probably maybe 1974, like that. There was a big, big competition to see who would send the most money to the BBT every month to facilitate building these temple projects in India. And so all the devotees were given a quota. Do you still do that? We had quotas. And temple president said, don't come back without it. Okay. So the devotees would do a lot of austerity, actually. Huh? They would work very, very hard and distribute a lot of books. Huh? So many, many books went out. And so there was a lot of enthusiasm for this. At that time, of course, we were kind of on a war footing. Prabhupada, we thought of ourselves as foot soldiers in Prabhupada's army. Prabhupada came, he's our commander general, and he was declaring war on Maya. And we were his soldiers, so we're going out to fight Maya. Huh? Now you get to fight the Taliban or whoever, but we were fighting Maya. And the devotees should all be in that consciousness too. We're going to conquer Maya in Kali Yuga. And how? By distributing books and distributing the holy name everywhere. And so we had that kind of consciousness, huh? When there's a war, there's, a lot of urgency, gotta go, 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 go. So we were all passionate young boys and girls. And so we had a lot of energy, and we were using our energy like that to distribute books. So now, of course, things change over time a little bit. I remember I was working with the BBT in the mid-80s when we were publishing the 10th, 11th, and 12th cantos of the Bhagavatam. And we used to get letters from the Russian devotees that somehow or other, went through, came back to us, and many letters about how they were appreciating Prabhupada's books. They were so wonderful to hear because, of course, this was still at the time of the Soviet Union. And the people there, they were so much grateful to receive Prabhupada's books. So we would get these letters. And then they were copying the books by hand to circulate them. And they would do chapter by chapter. So somebody would write a chapter, and then they would circulate it, and they would go from one to the other like this. And so they were also very, very eager, of course, to get Prabhupada's books. Then later I remember, maybe it was after the Soviet Union fell, I remember we were hearing reports of their book distribution. In one day, one devotee distributing 5,000 Bhagavad Gitas. And I was wondering, how is it possible? How do they do that? Well, in the Soviet Union, the way they set it up was a factory was a town, that everybody in the town worked through the factory. So they would build a factory and build a town around the factory. And so the devotees would go to the head of the factory and convince him to buy a Bhagavad Gita for everybody that worked in the factory. In this way, they were distributing 5,000 Gitas and more in a single day. So intelligent, huh? So we have to also use our brains like this, huh? How to figure out how to get so many books out. Because people need this, isn't it true? Especially at this time, right? So much terrorism and so many other crazy things going on in the world. And people are looking for shelter. Actually, what's going on is all their shelter is being taken away. Economically, things are being made more difficult. People don't have shelter there. The government seems to be the enemy of the people in many ways, so people aren't finding shelter there. So, and then, everything else is going crazy, so then people are looking, where's shelter? So, it's kind of a wonderful thing that all these, what Bhagavatam calls fallible soldiers, the fallible soldiers are those aspects of this material world that people take shelter of. All of these fallible soldiers are being taken away one by one. And then where will people go for shelter? So this is, for us, wonderful opportunity to let people know that the only real shelter at all, anywhere, is the Supreme Lord. And that we teach them how to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not too far-fetched, at least for somebody who's a theist, that the Supreme Lord supports and sustains the entire universe. Most people can appreciate that. And then if that's the case, and God is omnipotent, omniscient, and so on, he knows what's going on in our lives, and he'll know if we turn to him and pray to him for shelter. So this is our job, to teach people how to take shelter of the Lord, and principally how, by calling out his holy name. So we have the opportunity at this time of year to go on a marathon. Marathon you can't do all the time. It's just a short while. We do some austerity to distribute a lot of books and help people find the shelter of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I was thinking of a little story I was going to tell you. What was that? Maybe it'll come back. So where do you go from here? Because here, Watford is kind of a little bit in the boondocks. Do you have to go to the cities, or where do you go? You have to drive down to London, or what? Are you? So you go to the small towns? Uh-huh. Okay. Good. What are the people like? Are they receptive these days? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, that's nice. Good. Many times, of course, it depends on where you go. In the States, we used to go to the small towns. And in small towns, people are generally more friendly than they are in the big cities. They have more time, more patience. And so by going to those small towns, we found that they were a very fertile ground for distributing books. I want to encourage you all that you should have, everybody who's going out to distribute, you should have your own visit card that you should put in the book. And because these people that get books, they need to have a connection to Krishna. Otherwise, they can read the book. Maybe they're interested, but they don't understand it. They're a little confused, or maybe they're embarrassed to come to the temple with their foolish questions or something. But if they have a personal connection, it's a lot easier for them to hook up. And so when you make it personal, you give them a book. Here's my card. If you have any questions, call me or send me an email or something like this. Do you have something like that going on? Is there one person who does that? Or yeah? You have already. Okay, good. Things are developing nicely. But I'm a little out of touch with all this. Yeah. Huh? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Yeah, so distributing books is one thing, but then the follow-up, that's so important. I'm a little out of touch, so maybe you've gone past this, but for a long time we were just distributing books and then no follow-up. Nobody else markets like that in the whole planet, right? You have to do some follow-up, right, and get some repeat customers. Shishi Radhiko Kulananda Ki. Shri Taram Lakshman Hanumanda Ki. Shishi Gornitai Ki. So, yeah, there should be some means, either a sticker in the book or your business card, a visit card, something like that. Yeah. Say it again. Okay, there's the organizers, right? Okay, so he's arranging all the business cards for everybody. Is it? Huh? If he doesn't give you money, keep some of your collection. Get your own cards. And that way you'll have your own stock. So it's an important thing to do because people need a connection. We all need a connection, right? I mean, for some people are bold enough to come and, you know, just on their own and try to figure out what's going on here. But otherwise, you know, it's much easier for people if they have a personal connection, a link, somebody that they can connect with, they can ask questions with, and hold their hand as they come along. I've met some people, sometimes I've met people in book distribution. I remember one fellow tried to give him Bhagavad Gita, and he said, "Yes, I got that book before. I couldn't understand a word in that book." So there's a lot of people like that, actually. They can't make head or tails of that. But you say, okay, if you have any questions, you call me. And, you know, this is a wonderful philosophy. And it can solve all the problems of life. So that's a pretty big claim, solve all the problems of life. Well, the first problem to solve is being born here. If we solve that problem, all the other problems are solved, right? So that's our aim, how not to be born again in the material world. And so this way, yes, we can solve all the problems. We say that every morning, right? Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kipasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are very kind, just like desire trees, and can fulfill the desires of everyone. Well, how do we do that? By giving everyone Krishna. Because when we have Krishna, we have everything. There's nothing else to be wanted. When we have Krishna, we actually become satisfied. And all these other so-called, you know, all these desires for these other things, they simply vanish. They go away. So it's a fact. Huh? Krishna consciousness can solve all the problems of life. And we have to be convinced about that. Based on your conviction, people will become convinced. In sales, the principle is people don't buy what you're selling, they buy you. So if you're timid and shy or, you know, and you're not confident in what you're doing, they'll immediately sense that and they won't be interested in what you have. So be bold. Be very bold. Because after all, we work for the boss, right? The big boss. So like if you go to some, you know, sometimes you go in some shopping center. I was just I was distributing books one time in one shopping center. And somehow or other, I found out the name of the owner of that shopping center. His name was Robert, let's say. And so then one fellow came by and tried to give him a book. And it turns out that he was, and he says, "What are you doing here? Do you have permission to be here?" And I said, "Yeah, it's okay. Robert said, I got permission from Robert." He said, "I'm Robert." "Robert, thank you very much for allowing us to talk to people about the Lord here." Anyway, by Krishna's grace, I was able to convince him that he wasn't actually the owner of the shopping center, but God, Krishna, he's the owner. He's the boss. So if we have that conviction that Krishna's the boss, and we work for the boss, then we don't have to be concerned about anybody else. We were distributing books one time in one park. It was a national park in St. Augustine. St. Augustine is the oldest city in America. It's in Florida. And there was some park police there, and the girls were distributing. And they gave the girls some tickets, so I came by so I said, okay, we got the ticket, fine, just continue distributing books. And the police, they came to talk to me, said, "Well, you know, this is against the law. You can't do this." I said, "Well, we don't agree with that." He said, "You can stand here and write tickets all day long. That's okay, we'll see you in court, because we think it's okay." So we continued to distribute books there, and we run the court case. So we work for the boss, right? Don't have any fear. Be fearless, In this way, depend on Krishna. Because when we depend on Krishna, then Krishna can show himself to us. If we don't depend on Krishna, how will he show himself, right? If we're depending on money, our good looks, our clever words or something like that. Well, okay, good luck. But we depend on Krishna, and then he'll show himself. He'll show himself like that. So we have to give him opportunity. We have to depend on him. Pray, Lord, please direct me from within. Put words in my mouth. Tell me who to approach. And be conscious while you're out distributing books. Be conscious of Krishna directing you from within. And he'll do that. He'll put words in your mouth. What to say, the perfect thing to say to the person. And it's a wonderful thing. I mean, many of you must have had this experience by now, yeah? It's wonderful, When we become Krishna's instrument, and he's using us, it's just like, wow. That's the most fantastic thing. If you just feel completely fulfilled and blissful. So this is why devotees, they get a real taste for book distribution, because by going out and putting themselves in those circumstances, they experience that connection with the Lord that throughout other parts of our normal experience we may not have. So we should endeavor like that. Be bold, take bold steps, depend on the Lord, pray to him for the intelligence, for the words to say, what to do, where to go, and watch and see how he reciprocates. So, how many of you are going out? Oh, good, okay. And how many of you are going out part-time? All the hands can go up for that. A little bit, right? We get Krishna by giving Krishna away. That's how we get Krishna. This is transcendental mathematics. 1 minus 1 equals 10. So you give Krishna to others, and your enthusiasm will increase more and more. The members of the Panchatattva, they plundered the storehouse of love of God, and they ate and distributed its contents. But this storehouse is so wonderful that no matter how much is given away, the supply increases hundreds and hundreds of times. So we must endeavor to give it away as much as possible, and then the supply will increase more and more. In this way, the entire world becomes overflooded with Krishna consciousness. The result is what? Everybody becomes happy. When I was a teenager... There's a very interesting film that we saw. It was about one man who had made a trip to some jungle in Brazil or something like that. And he came back with a toucan, this, you know, the bird with the big beak, big colorful bird. And what this fellow found was that after that trip, he became so happy. He was just like completely fulfilled. He stopped smoking cigarettes and gave up all of his sinful activities. Then his wife or girlfriend, whoever it was, she also became like that. And then finally they figured out that they got some kind of virus from this bird that caused them to be happy. So they figured out it was a virus of some kind. And they were scheming how they could go out and infect the whole world with this virus. So they would go on the metro and start coughing like this. Different kinds of things, and anyway, so then the business leaders were having their meeting because all their sales were going down. Right, people stopped drinking, they stopped smoking, all the sin industries they were in doldrums. Oh, what are we going to do? People are not interested in their products anymore. So it should be like that, huh? This is how the future of this world should be. Instead of becoming more and more morose and everybody tense and crazy because of terrorism and all this stuff, everybody should become happy. So that's the future that we want, and that's the future that this world should have by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. So we're the Lord's instruments. In Kali Yuga, the Lord is acting through us. And so we allow ourselves to be the Lord's instrument to do his work. And he'll put us to work. So we have to be a little sensitive, try to hear the super soul. And, of course, to do that, we have to chant good japa, because by conquering the mind, the super soul is reached. Otherwise, difficult to tell who's your mind and who's the super soul. But chant good japa attentively, hearing the Lord's holy name. Krishna will act through you, and it will be a wonderful, wonderful experience. The world will become happy. We want to see that. And we should endeavor with that. We should keep that in mind, that the world can become happy. This is Lord Chaitanya's grace. Lord Chaitanya wanted to flood the world with love of God. So we remember, we all saw the videos from Fukushima when the flood came in. Nothing can stop it. It's a huge wall of water. Nothing. Everything was just swept away. So the same way, everybody's meant to be swept away in this Sankirtan movement, being happy, being fulfilled by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So that's our task. This war on Maya is still going. We have to still continue this war on Maya, right? We haven't won yet. You can tell, right? There's still a lot of people out there who are suffering. So let's give them the mercy. Give them Prabhupada's books. Give them your card. Make a connection with them. Help them come to Krishna consciousness. This way you become their Vartma Pradarshaka Guru. You're the link to Krishna. And you help them come along. Just like others have helped us, so that's why we're here today. So we also have to extend this to others. So, any comments or questions?